Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled
you
again.
You are going to read that.
All right. It is 8:06 on this Monday, May 18th. We're glad you're with us.
Come on.
We've announced our Man Cave contest brought to you by, well, I do want to say too, we announced it, but we'll also make a post on it. But it's the best Man Cave winners brought to you by Kaufman by Design West.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate them and Corky's and Down Home Catering. But we'll mention those winners here in just a few minutes. We're going back and forth with R.J. Hawk about his crazy.
Yes,
but some things just aren't meant to say on the air, though, I don't think.
Because he would lose. They would start gerrymandering his district.
Oh, he would be gerrymandering.
Oh, buddy.
You know who I feel sorry for in this?
What's that?
His constituents. He's out going door to door, shaking hands.
That is the voice of Bill Vickery. No Pat Bradley today. We'll figure out another day to get him in. So
When he's not in Vegas.
Of course, he's sponsored by Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitters, our buddies, you know, Rods. And so, yeah, we'll figure out.
Listen. And there's a lot of promo going on with
the bathtub races.
You got that right, boy. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for the bathtub races to be a part of the Bath Fitter team.
My favorite Bath Fitter commercial was David on Main Street in the bathtub.
I loved it.
Zooming.
I know. We had some cool commercials back then.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure I got a lot of funny looks there.
Yes.
Tommy Norman's listening to Raj. He goes, morning, fellas. What time does Phil start, or when does Phil start? Phil Elson is going to be Justin Akery's new co-host, along with Tyler. I can't think of
Moose.
Moose, yeah. I couldn't think of his nickname. I don't know. He's got the SEC tournament, and then hopefully beyond that, maybe the regional and super regional. So we don't know. I know he'll be on the phone with Justin. I would imagine today, right? I guess
he
starts today.
Yeah, supposed to start today. Phil Elson just texted me a couple times.
Yeah, and see, asking about some stuff. I think we'll have him on tomorrow. We have Camden Kozel on, Bill, at 9 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Unbelievable football score. They spot him 10-0. Kentucky spotted Arkansas a 10-0 lead, came back and almost beat us.
Got hot. They had a grand slam in the comeback.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, we jumped out, and I thought, well, we're going to run rule these guys.
Yeah.
And then third, we scored. We're up 12-2, and then all of a sudden, kablooey! I mean, the bottom fell out from pitching.
Crazy! It's been a crazy year.
Made a bunch of errors. Hopefully, they get all that out of their system.
Yeah, Bill, think about this. You know, DVH pointed out they've won 7 of 10 series this year. You know how tough that is to do
in the SEC.
And like you said, tough schedule. They haven't. The only three times counting this year. In the history of DVH, have they won 7 series?
Yeah.
So we poo-pooed this team early on. It's the way the team had lost.
Yes.
Georgia, you know, you give up 500 runs in a game, and we go up, we go down. We go up, maybe that's been a little bit different. That's right.
Inconsistent, both pitching and team play, hitting.
Who else who has not been inconsistent is how about the Razorback softball team?
Oh, wow.
They run-ruled every team in the region.
Yeah, think about that.
Those are decent. Those are conference champion teams in South Florida and a few others. They get Duke, who's a 12 seed. Beat Arizona back-to-back. You had to do that. Had to beat them twice. But I still have to feel, man, this team, it's a team of destiny. They're getting Oklahoma City. I hate to curse this, but I want to say this looks good for us, I think.
When are the super regional locations announced?
They're already done.
They're done. Okay, so that's it.
Yeah, they're done. Arkansas will play at home 11 o'clock against Duke and then 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Good. If you look at the other ones,
Bill, you got Alabama having to play LSU in a super. You got OU having to play Mississippi State. You've got Tennessee, Georgia. That's usually our luck that we're going to get someone like Texas, but we're going to get a team that we're the 5th seed, they're the 12th, we're the pick, we're the ones that should win this thing. Now,
correct.
Haven't done it yet,
right?
But should feel pretty good about it. So.
And then hopefully move on and get to Oklahoma City that will be littered with SEC teams.
Courtney Dyfel's got to get this thing off her back.
Get to Oklahoma.
Yeah. Let's bring in Bill officially there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, going to take care of our Chevy dealers.
We're on Mondays here. Hold on, man. My bad. Forgive me for that.
Is that amusing?
Did you miss the meeting there?
That's right. He gets distracted over there. He got so many people texting him that
I call him Clay.
In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill
Vickery. That's right. Hold up.
Hey, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. Here is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor, Bill Vickery, presented by Arkansas's best Chevy dealers. Just like Bill, he eats up the airwaves. The Chevy Colorado eats up the terrain with five available gears. And the Silverado has the muscle to tow. Chevrolet, let's drive.
All right, Bill, welcome aboard officially. Yes. In addition to welcoming Bill, Roger, we mentioned the names earlier, but let's do it again. Mark Carter and Sandy Hutspeth are the winner of our Morning Mayhem Best Man Cave winners, or Man Cave Contest, rather, brought to you by Kaufman by Design West, Corky's and Down Home Catering. And Bill, I don't know if we've asked you, do you have a man cave in your place?
The whole thing is
a man cave.
The whole entire home.
I feel when I brought my cousin, who is the mayor of Panama City, to my house yesterday, first of all, they were blown away by the beauty of Little Rock. And, of course, I'm up on that hill looking down at the big damn bridge. They sort of said the same thing. My whole thing is sort of a bachelor pad.
Yes.
You know, tribute to my grandfather, my football Razorback stuff, all the pictures, of Rome and France and, Elvis. But this thing, our winners, Sandy Hutspeth, is the winner of the man cave, straight up no Razorback theme, but Mark Carter has the Razorback themed man cave. Do you have any Razorback memorabilia up anywhere?
Not anymore. No, I'm kidding.
I'm
trying to think. I mean, there was a couple of losses that it took a beating later in the evening.
Roger,
I had to reorder a few things.
If I walk into your house, which I have before, is there what Razorback memorabilia would I see somewhere, and where would it be? Because I've been in your house.
You'd have to go to a
spare bedroom,
one of the bedrooms. Yeah.
What would be in there?
There'd be a few things in there. A couple of pictures. There'd be the picture of me feeding Tusk.
Yes, that's a good one. That's unique.
First of all, I have the touchdown Razorback on my front walkway.
So. Yeah, the winner had that. Yeah, Roger's got
a Razorback.
Yeah, if you're a Razorback fan and don't have one of those, then are you really a Razorback fan?
Yeah. That was, and then this guy put it on his shelf. That shows how thick that shelf is. But so we'll do Roger do those shows live from their places, and Down Home Catering will cater it. But Kaufman by Design West is the sponsor. Speaking of Razorbacks, have we had you on
since the tennis?
We have not. So we had on everybody got to interview Robert Cox. Thanks to Drew Dees, he lined Cox up with everybody. But what was your takeaway?
Stats was on yesterday.
Oh, okay, I met you yesterday.
And he was very passionate. And if you were a Razorback fan, he was making the argument for, moving forward, being successful and all that. It is troubling that an executive, well, first of all, you can't come back from this. You can't, as a leader of an organization, say, we're going to do this. We've studied this. We're going to do this.
And then
a month later, 3 weeks later.
Three weeks later.
I mean, you had, some people in an uprising, and then they reach out to people, and then the next thing you know, you go, I'm wrong. We're going to continue it for another 2 years probably, and then we'll see where we are. And it's humiliating, and frankly, if there were solid arguments to discontinue the program, as he said there were, and I understand ostensibly some of the, we need more money for this. Yes, of course.
He also said, though, at the time when he made the announcement, fundraising is not an option. He said there were no options.
Correct.
Yeah, so he said there's no other.
Even deeper down the rabbit hole.
Yeah,
so now, he's been told no, and he has to march out and say, okay, we are. So I can tell you, as you already know, David, but I can tell you as well, that's, there's everything's not, in the words of Michael Scott, no one is gruntled. Everybody's disgruntled,
That's good.
And so there's that issue of it, is how do you continue on? Then you do have to think that in announcing what he did, how have we not already reached out to all of these people who want to give to keep this program alive? And I'm not even talking about the guy in San Francisco who works for, here's $1 million. And I'm not talking about them giving money to an NIL for football. It's all fungible. What you don't have to spend there, you can then take those funds and spend them elsewhere. So in essence, he has privatized to these folks the Razorback tennis program, understandably so, and I agree with that decision, but he did so at the point of a gun. And with that, what other programs are out there that could be? Why has that question not been asked?
Who else is he not asking?
To allow the level of, I used to call it mediocrity, but it's now got to be classified as to what it is. It is utter failure on the NIL level, and to not have at least examined these. So to me, the bigger indictment is, yes, it's bad and a fireable offense to say we should get rid of this program, and then had the embarrassment of seeing all these people come forward and now having to reinstate it for however long their money, until their money runs out. That's in effect what he said. But the fact that those people hadn't been contacted in general as part of an overall outreach program is a fireable offense for someone who is supposed to be doing that. So I fear that we have some business people, couple on the board, and they are doing with Hunter Yurecek what they would never do in private business. And that's these companies that they're right. I think they're going to succeed. I got to give them a little bit more money. Another round of fundraising. Got to get here with it. And they just drag on and on and on and never produce a result. And so, you know, a wise man once said, no is the second best answer you can give someone in business. And that is you examine it. You determine at the date. It's not worked. And so you make the decision to move on. Stats yesterday had a great point. Not going to happen until football season's over, because Greg Sankey and they're not going to let the chair of the college football playoff committee be canned before they make the announcements for the college football playoff committee.
Would be crazy if they did. You'd have two former U of A directors, because Jeff Long's still on there, right?
The guillotine. So while I believe that Hunter Yurecek is a great man and was a great athletic director in the moment and time when that required a skill set. You know, it's like all the CIA purged most of their Russia analysts after the Berlin Wall came down. Mm-hmm. You know, as communists fell, we cut the deal, Yeltsin's now in charge. Where it's all out in the open. All these guys who had spent their lives studying and understanding the Cold War, all of a sudden, boom, just like that, their skill set isn't necessary anymore. Now they come back. Turns out, not a good idea. Should have kept it all along. But that's what happened to Hunter Yurecek. He became an athletic director when one set of skills, and now it's completely morphed inside of 4 years.
Roger, you make that point. You always make that point about Sam Pittman. When Sam Pittman
and
was
Hunter.
Hot. When Sam, who?
And Hunter as well.
Yeah, that's what. When they started it, that's what I was making the point.
I've said it about both of them.
Yeah,
what I'm
but especially Sam. You know, they were not. Although, you know, an athletic director's job is to raise money, but nothing in the environment like it is now.
Yeah.
And one of the things is that you know. How do you not get out to? How do you not be? How are you not communicating with Robert Cox 3 weeks before the winningest tennis coach of all time? Anyway, what's crazy about it too? He and the chancellor obviously don't get along the greatest.
Clearly, there's
he's got the number. He's got the votes on the board. Hunter Yurecek does, but for that to have happened the other day, it took some big phone calls where he could not say no. Like somebody over at the state capitol, maybe somebody who's a big money donor that said, no, you are going to do this. And so, he thought that would not happen. It did happen. And it goes to show you better be, you know, Jeff Long thought he was untouchable too. And you learn the lesson. You better make sure you're communicating with everybody.
In leadership, the worst thing you can do is isolate yourself.
Yeah.
And we saw it happen with Jeff Long.
Yeah.
And it has a tendency to get into that corridor up there where you think, I just got to talk to these folks.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to make this decision. And you're isolated away from the folks that might speak differently on issues and passionately and appropriately. And you, that's what you end up with. And I don't think it's listen, you pointed out, I mean, Hunter Yurecek is a fine man, a far more affable, interesting guy. That's the guy. He and his wife are the people you want to have dinner with.
Yeah.
Jeff Long was, was, I mean, you couldn't, it was painful, you know? Like, he was over-stimmied or something as a child. But both have fallen victim to the same curse, and, you know, you see it happening. You see it playing out now.
Bill is brought to you by the best Chevy dealers. Appreciate them so much.
Maybe some of them I
was going to ask this, and I expect Roger, either you or Bill, I'm going to give you I'm going to let you go without a hint, and then I'm going to give you a hint. Today's National Marvin Day. What Marvin do you go to?
Delph.
Okay, Delph's an easy one. That's a good one.
Barry.
Marvin Barry.
Gay.
Marvin Gaye. And who is Marvin Barry, Raj?
Chuck's cousin on Back to the Future.
That's right. That's right. It's Mama Come Clay.
What if I said this? I'm going to give you a hint. Let's see who gets it first. What if I said Major League Baseball? Go. 3, 2
Marvin Torres.
One.
Marvin Miller.
Marvin Miller is correct.
Yes.
Yeah, wasn't he the head of the...
Players Union.
Players Union. Any other Marvins out
there? Union. He was a union organizer.
Yes, yes.
He was the one that famously took
Marvin
him on
Gardens.
Strike the first time, you know.
He did what now?
Yeah, he fought with Bowie Kuhn.
Yeah,
had the great,
he was big.
Yes.
He was a big dude at the time.
Yes,
yeah.
Marvin Miller.
Is there any other Marvin? Is
Marvin Gardens on Monopoly.
Is that what it's called? No. Garvin.
Marvin Lewis, the longtime Bengals head coach.
Oh, my gosh.
Marv. Knew him as Marv. Yeah, but yeah.
Look up Monopoly.
Marvin Albert, a.k.a. Marv.
Yeah.
Steve Brown, Marvin the Martian. Way to go, Steve.
I think his real name is like... You know, Shlomo Glickstein, but he's called
it?
Marv Albert.
Is no, it? I never. Is Marv? That's the only Marv I know. Is Marv Albert?
He had to say his real name when he was on trial for pinching that girl.
No.
Where? Yeah. You remember that?
Wasn't pinching.
Well,
I
right.
He bit her.
Yeah.
His name is Marvin, by the way.
The most expensive and final property in the classic yellow color group, Marvin Gardens.
Is that right? There's a Marvin Gardens.
Yes.
The color. You mean like in the 64 crayon?
Yellow. In Marvin Gardens.
Is Marvin Gardens yellow?
Yellows.
Right? Who knew?
Can we do last names count?
No.
No.
Nah.
Hey, the other thing that we just sort of gloss over, because we've been so used to it, and most people don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Razorbacks win their 25th SEC, outdoor title.
Yes.
And they won, I think they won every event. 100, 200. 800, 10,000 meter. I mean, it's crazy. We just keep winning. And what do we do? It's a different coach now, too. How do we do it?
It's
how do
it's,
you? That's incredible.
Yeah, it's how
I
do you do it?
Who it is? Listen.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's a
what is it?
Just a real.
What is it? What's the culture?
It's a credit
coach.
To what was originally built and the success there. And then sort of the wise transition of power over what John McDonald built and how they've moved with the same type of personality as coach, same.
They're not losing anything to NIL.
Listen, we won the indoor NCAA, the outdoor NCAA, the covered parking NCAA.
Now, we'll say this. According to the budget, the combined budget losses for both programs, a total $9 million.
How about if the Arkansas...
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Is that because we're paying? Is that our NIL? Is that why? It can't be staff, is it? You know, that's...
It would be curious to see programs that have a successful NIL program, and I'm not talking now about Texas, Ohio State, Michigan, that have massive alumni, but you get into the Auburns, Arkansas, Missouri's, that they have... Success in football, and then nothing else.
Yeah,
and in other words, they have everything there, and then you've seen success at basketball and women's sports and the Olympic sports just sort of fade off because everything's focused on football. I'd be curious to see that too.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Also, Roger, we've started our champion salute, and Bill, what we're doing on throughout the week when we get these at 7:05, we're going to give a shout out to if your kid, daughter, or son is on a team that excels nationally, regionally. We want to give them some props to do that. The power of a shout out.
Yes.
Can change lives.
It can change lives forever. Like, for instance, the junior deputy, I think 6-year-old Cardinals Little League team, I'd like to say salute.
There you
that
go.
Sort of thing.
Also, too, how about the Travs? 5 in a row. They beat the Naturals, I think, 5 times. They're in first place. You know, the thing that, you know, it was BuzzBQ, Roger. We left BuzzBQ the other day. I went and ate at Frank's place, Benihana's, and then driving by. There must have been 3,000 fans for the Travs. You know, and to be honest, nobody cares what place they're in.
No.
They just want to go and have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the Savannah Banana deal. That nobody cares. They're just going to have, we want to be entertained.
They're the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, that's right.
Of the modern sports scene.
Yes.
And that's just it. There is a notion that there is a built-in attraction to baseball because it's played outdoors. If the weather's nice, you can get some food. Hopefully at reasonably priced. Yeah, there's some activity. It's the adult child mesh there. That, yeah.
Well, it's amazing. The guy in yellow, that's all I know. The guy in yellow, the yellow top hat, he's everywhere on social media because it's that time for the Savannah Bananas.
Well, and he said where he got his ideas. And if he got his idea from the guy named Walt Disney, then somebody else ought to look at him for that experience because that's what he's doing. He's doing exactly what Walt Disney said.
Doing everything, making things cheap, making them affordable.
Yes. Families, get all the families.
Normally, you can't make money that, but he realized, I'm going to go stick with that. Yeah, it's experience. And then, you know, he was down there the last penny. They sold their home. You know, they end up living. I mean, it looked like you were, and they showed pictures of him where he started, and he was not wearing yellow, and they were slow. They were the green banana, and it took him a while. But man, their story,
Social media has propelled them to great. No question. Hats off to him and congratulations. And that's an American success story.
Yeah, it is.
He gambled on himself. I wonder, does he have the same anti-Semitic feelings that Walt Disney had?
Is that,
I'm kidding. I'm sure he doesn't. I'm just saying that. You know, very famously now, we know Walt was a bit of an anti-Semite.
I guess I did not know that.
I wasn't reading that.
Oh, yeah.
He was.
A couple other, before we get to where we've got graffiti coming.
Now we don't like Walt Disney.
No,
That's exactly what you just said. Well,
no.
Well, when did you find out that he's anti-Semitic?
No, see, that's what you do. You do what I don't like.
When You brought it up.
More than Carl Lewis leap.
You must not like Walt Disney.
I'm sorry, Mr. Orange Glasses, but I'm asking you, when did you find that out? Because we didn't hear it.
A couple decades ago.
Yeah. Okay, well, we did.
Many years ago.
It's kind of mocked.
Why are you bringing it up
pop
now?
Culture.
You didn't bring it up then.
You brought up Walt Disney.
I brought up Walt Disney because that's the marketing part of Walt Disney.
I completely understand.
Hit a nerve.
Well, when you say things like that and then you want to get into an argument.
Did I diminish Walt Disney?
Oh, he just made
you.
Yes.
You did.
He just pointed out he was like a.
And if that's the case, great. But, you know.
Yeah. I just think later.
Very successful guy. Just don't support some of his views.
Well,
there we go.
Okay.
We've got graffiti coming up here in a few minutes and brought to you by Fence Brokers. Two great birthdays today, and I have an autographed ball from one of them.
Oh.
Reggie Jackson and Brooks Robinson both having birthday. One is obviously Little Rock, Arkansas guy.
Yeah.
One of the greatest. You can make the argument the greatest third baseman of all time, the human vacuum cleaner. Mm-hmm. Brooks Robinson and Reggie Jackson. How old do you think Brooks passed? He's passed. How old do you think Reggie Jackson is, Bill? Go.
80.
That is Roger, would you give him a prize?
80.
Yes, we will give him two tickets to
Walt Disney World.
Exactly right. Never, Never Land.
The man that just got a little fired up over there.
I feel like I caught a stray on that one.
We're going to find out if he wins the best trivia host contest by AY Magazine.
Oh,
he's we'll up next. See. That's up for grabs.
Big money involved in that. Bill, if he gets it, huge raise. I have to renegotiate with Oakland and Boudreaux. That happens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it'll be a crown or a sash. I don't know what he gets.
Of course, if I win it, you know what I'll do.
What's that?
I said they're going to ask me, Roger, now that you've won best trivia host, what are you going to do? I'm going to Disney World.
Hey, the other thing is I cannot believe we left off a great sports Marvin.
Oh, I see it.
You saw it? I'm going to help you out, Bill. Some of the greatest boxing matches. This guy was
Marvin Hagler.
Marvin Hagler.
You're right, yes. Marvin Hagler.
What was
marvelous.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Yeah. That's thank
Hearns,
you.
Duran.
Yeah.
Sugar Ray. They were all middleweights at the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Middleton Heat and Air Texan line. We appreciate that answer there. Don't go away. 8:30. Graffiti up next.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks from Fence Brokers going the extra mile.
SportsCenter.
Aaron Rise, your winner of the PGA Championship as he finished 9-under, three strokes ahead of John Rahm and American Alex Smalley. Rise, the first Englishman to win the PGA Championship since 1919. He's the second player of Indian descent to win a major, joining Vijay Singh. This is the first time the Europeans have won the first two majors of the year as McIlroy won the Masters. The next golf major will be the U.S. Open from June 18th to June 21st. And in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers will be returning to the Steelers on a one-year deal, reuniting with his former Packers head coach, Mike McCarthy. Rodgers will earn $25 million in his 22nd season. Last year, he had over 3,000 yards, 24 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
We have a 20% chance of a shower today, otherwise mostly cloudy, warm and muggy, with a high of 87 degrees. Tonight, no rains in the forecast, partly cloudy, staying warm, a little breezy, a low of 72. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms, some strong or severe storms will be possible. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Monday on Out of Bounds, it is your weekend recap brought to you by Fleet Management Services. We'll take a look at Arkansas's three-game series with the Kentucky and look ahead to the SEC tournament. We'll take a look at all the matchups. Also, we got the PGA Championship, NBA playoffs, the Fayetteville Regional in softball. Huge weekend. We'll talk about it Monday on Out of Bounds.
Quick question, Arkansas. Did you know that across the country about 92% of folks are wearing their seatbelts? But here at home, that number drops to around 80%. It only takes 2 seconds to click your seatbelt into place. Just two. But those couple of seconds could be the most critical ones of your entire life. Why? Because if you're riding without a seatbelt, you're not only gambling with your own life, but also the lives of those riding with you. Here's the hard truth. In 2022, half of all the people who died in vehicle crashes weren't buckled up. Wearing your seatbelt is hands down the most effective way to reduce the risk of death or serious injury in a wreck. That's why every single time I get into a vehicle, whether I'm behind the wheel or just riding along, I fasten my seatbelt. Not most of the time, every time. No excuses. I'm throwing down the challenge. Will you do the same? Because this isn't just about safety, it's about smarts. It's common sense. And here's the good news. Nearly 15,000 lives are saved each year because people chose to buckle up. That number could someday include you or someone you care about. So let's step it up, Arkansas. I'm strapped in. Are you? Click it. Don't risk it. Seatbelts save lives.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
This is Miss Arkansas 2023 Corey Keller, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, 8:33 on this Monday, May 8th. I think we got JM on there, Roger Dodge. Justin Moore, are you there?
Yeah, hey guys.
Whoa, man, good morning, man. We usually don't have that strong of a signal.
We've got a stronger signal because network services has been kicking butt to get in here. Ladies and gentlemen, Justin, welcome
too
to the
much?
Show.
No, you're good. Bill Vickery joins us. We don't get Justin on with you on Mondays. Yeah.
No, we don't. This is fantastic. Bill. Good morning.
Good morning. Justin's got some plans to do some fun stuff with his pastor for the next few days. Going on a Christian retreat. Going to be a Bible study. Okay. Going to learn a lot of things. And
Christian retreat.
Yeah, going to kill some turkey. But great to have you on Monday. We were talking about all the things happening this week, weekend in baseball. If you look at the Razorbacks baseball, softball, track, won every one of those three. A great weekend. And, of course, now you got all this tournament action with everybody. Razorbacks, UALR, yep. Trojans, yep. UAPB, UCA. And of course, the Super Regional at 11 o'clock this Friday. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Let's go ahead and, Roger, let's introduce Graffiti. And let's see who wants to jump in Graffiti. A special Monday edition of...
Oh, gosh, Graffiti.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Justin Moore. And you should send it a minute ago. We got intense between Roger and Bill.
We fixed it.
They fixed it.
You're just being
Roger,
honest.
Roger got fired Roger. Up.
Well, listen, we're not going to let you fire it back up.
No. It was good y'all worked it through it.
They just taught me about Walt Disney being anti-Semite. And guess what? We just went through the Seven Dwarfs and what their real names were. We just found out. So,
all right, hit it. Roger,
you know what? You know what? If I may borrow from Tombstone,
yes,
and Val Kilmer. There.
Now we're friends again.
Now we can be friends again.
100%.
That's exactly the way that is.
100%. It's time for graffiti. Graffiti is brought to you by Fence Brokers. Fence Brokers going the extra mile. Now you know the drill. One sentence and one sentence only.
All right, so you, all you folks out there to do graffiti, let's bring it. You got both Bill Vickery as always, but you got Justin Moore hanging out with us. We usually don't get you. Been a long time since Justin used to do. Listen, Justin used to do 5 days a week, but 4 hours a day. Can you believe that? What in the world?
Man.
That's different time. That was coming off of COVID there.
Letting them load up.
661. By the way, do want to thank Justin Moore, Darren McFadden, Linda Mayo, and Kanan and Ginger Sandy for picking our winners for best man cave.
Y'all did well.
Mark Carter won the Razorback theme man cave. He's in Little Rock, and Sandy Huspeth, best man cave winner with a non-Razorback theme. He's at Houston, Arkansas. So we're going to try to find the shows, do the shows at those locations. And they're pretty darn impressive. So well done. And thanks to everybody who participated. Probably had over 30 submissions. So we appreciate that. We'll do it again next year. All right, Roger, let's rock and roll.
Let's do it right now. Fake Sterling's on the phone.
Morning, guys. Ladyback softball, sweep. Razorback outdoor track and field, sweep. David Basil sweep his condo? Nah.
Maybe. I didn't clean it up this weekend.
Oh, he didn't do.
Yeah, why do we not have the...
I know, you got out too soon. You took a shot at me and didn't do the
tutu. Yeah, you didn't do the tutu. Call back.
Edith
Bunker's on the phone. Hello, Edith.
Bunker, wow.
Hi, hooligans. I enjoy your show. Archie and I watched the women's softball game, and it was great. And Archie said, yeah, they look good, but not as good as those boys do in tight pants. So anyway, we're going to be watching this weekend, and we know the girls are going to beat the Duke Blue Devils. Go Hawks.
Okay, that was a going back to 1970s there.
FBI has got to find that guy's address right now.
You got that right. That right there.
That impersonation there for
the
a little
lotion
bit
on itself.
Yeah, he went deep voice one day. But one point, that's not bad for Edith Bunker, for a dude doing it.
Well, he went Archie.
He went Archie, too. Archie was pretty good, too.
Oh, the call's coming from the house.
He went deep voice. So what that is right there, that's right there. That's just to remind me that...
Right.
You too, if you are a therapist out there, would like to advertise on our show. We have people.
Yeah. Hey, so clearly fitting that we have Justin Moore on with us. So this next up is Palestine Umpire.
Hey, Palestine,
Palestine Umpire. Good morning.
Oh, I heard there was a tiny cowboy calling me out on the radio last week. How about you send me that?
Yeah, if you were...
We'll see
how
big a boy you are.
All right. You got a little... Right. Let's see
if you were behind the plate, you were terrible.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, I don't think that was it. Tommy, who got it? One sentence only. First time Tommy tried to do
Tommy.
He said, Hunter Yurikovich.
We
first saw the name. We were thought, how do you pronounce this guy's name?
Yes.
Yeah. And now when you see it, you go, yeah, it's spelled just like that. Hello, Clint Sterner.
Fellas. Do you mispronounce names even when the rest of the world is pronouncing them correctly all around you? Are you unknowingly as bad as Dick Gabriel, the Kentucky baseball TV guy?
What?
Hell, Keith, it's 2026 and you're still referring to Bert as Belima.
Hell, Chief.
Johnny Tyson is paying our basketball coach $8 million and you can't be bothered to get his name right? It's Calipari, Jethro.
Wow.
Is that low T? Possibly so. Or you may just need to lay down and have a good bleed.
Wow.
Here's a thought. Before you wait 17 minutes on hold to spout your dumb take on Razorback Sports Radio, get your T levels checked, Hog Boss.
Wow.
You know, Clint was working a lot out there.
Yeah.
We may help
Chief Hog Boss. I mean, that was good.
Yeah, he's been writing some good stuff. Kentucky
He really has.
Kentucky fan. Up next.
Anybody's ass.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
661-1037 is the number.
661-1037.
By the way, somebody says from the 501, have you seen the Duke softball home run celebration? It's creepy. I have not seen that.
Not.
I don't know what that is. Listen, we're the better team. We should win this super regional this weekend. So 661-1037. All right, first up, Roger.
It's the Arkansas Activities Association.
Ah, this could be good.
God bless America. We send a state tournament basketball AA down to Poland, and you rednecks down there let the whole damn thing turn into a freaking brawl and a melee. And now your most famous little resident down there, all hat and no cattle, is calling out an umpire on the radio saying he's going to beat your ass.
Yeah.
When you people going to grow up down there in the sticks?
Oh, wow. Is this a...
That's unfortunate.
Wow. That's kind of...
Is that
graffiti
real
or was that something call
else? Call
home? I mean, no, I don't know.
Justin, I didn't expect that to
be... Here's... Sir, whoever that was, my address is 149...
Okay, yeah. Next up, we got Brandon. Yeah, yeah. Brandon. Good morning, Brandon.
Bring it on down, brother.
Come on,
Brandon. We broke the code.
Hey, Brandon. Very good.
661-1037 is the number. As we mentioned earlier, 11 o'clock is the start time, Rod.
Is he serious?
This is graffiti. This is graffiti.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Come to my house right now, I will beat that.
Calm him down, Justin. Let's go to the SEC listener. SEC listener.
SEC listener.
One sentence only.
Is this Morning Mayhem or the Pile Farm Bomb Show?
Or the what?
I don't know.
He said Pyle
Feinbaum. That's the little known brother of Paul Feinbaum. He has a show in
Or is that
Michigan.
Marvin Feinbaum?
Marvin Feinbaum.
One sentence on. Let's go to Savage.
Is it Savage?
European.
Savage.
Hey, even David can describe a woman with a lazy eye and come out smelling like a rose.
Thank you, Savage. I did. That was we had Navi on the other day, and I said she turned out to be replacement eye or a prosthetic eye.
Wow.
And it was a great compliment. She goes, "Wow, that's a great guy." And I thought, I am in trouble.
But let me say something. But you are so sweet and awesome. You don't mean anything negative by it, so people hear it and they don't take it that way.
Bill.
Just like earlier today when you said, look, the Razorbacks, you're going to be in the World Series, I'm going to be at Anne Frank's dead place.
I didn't say that.
Nobody says anything because you didn't mean anything by it.
All right, Kyle, you're up next. What you got? One sentence only.
Stevie Wonder does sing off key.
This is the guy, Justin.
Agreed.
Wow, this is interesting. Justin Akery's time off calling in.
Oh, wow.
Good morning.
They say I like you, I'm getting a second chance to make a first impression. And on the morning show, talked about for 3 weeks is how I take all the time off. So bite my ass.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Have you heard the clip?
That did sound like Justin.
Have you heard the clip?
Yes.
Oh.
You heard the clip?
No, not really.
We're going to play it for you when we come back.
You're going to hear it. You're truck driver from Alltimer. Hello.
Yes, sir. Is Hunter Yurecek responsible for the Buzz Babe bracket going under?
Yes, he is. Listen, the Arkansas Razorback tennis team has now given us a toothless tiger as an AD. He sure have. It's done. Cut off at the knees. That is a fence brokers. Let me tell you something. When I was out admiring my lawn over the weekend and saying, you know what, I've done such a great job with it. Mm-hmm. Thank you to the partnership with Sanders Ground Essentials. I'm not cutting it this weekend. I'll do it later on. And I'm looking through my wrought iron fence and I'm going, thank you to fence brokers for making that right there. Because now the pets can stay in there and not worry because they got the puppy pickets. It's just what they do.
Thanks to Chris Walker. A couple more calls and we'll go to break. JM's Zebra calling in.
Stop worrying about your mustache and read a book.
We're going hot.
That's good.
It is.
That's good.
Good morning, caller. Go ahead. Going live. One sentence only.
Yes, Mr. Basil. Please stay away from Oklahoma City.
I will. I know. Okay. I'm a curse. Bill.
The curse of Basil.
Golly, Mosey. I'm good that I'm out of the country. Maybe I'll just go. Yeah. Leslie, one sentence only.
Let the boy walk.
You know that one? That was
just love it.
That's Will Ferrell.
We've got Brandon calling.
Ain't
classics.
That like? Golly, what's the show?
Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down. That's what it is. Yeah, Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, there you go.
Joe, one sentence only.
I just want to say, tell Justin, I'm glad he put that guy in his place because a lot of people talk a lot of thunder, but they don't bring the lightning. And thank him for bringing the lightning.
Yeah,
okay.
Bring the lightning. Bring the lightning.
Well, tell you right thank now. You.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Ronda
brother.
Rousey calling in.
Oh, Ronda.
RJ used to love Ronda Rousey back in her peak. Ronda, congratulations on the on the win this weekend. What do you got for us?
Hi, RJ.
Hey, it's Justin. Which Justin? Moore or Acre?
I don't know. Justin, good morning.
Yeah, bring your ass on down to my house. This little cowboy was choked. You an ass whooping.
We know which one. Hey, it's me. Take the call.
Roger calling his own show. Roger, good morning.
Hey, David, is Nolan's sweater, is that above or below the knee?
Yeah, we haven't heard.
That's combining both of them.
We think we've lost the Nolan sweater,
you know,
which is
come to find out. Well, we come to find out in our meeting with Network Services, there are a few things that we're having to fight, get some more space. They want to learn from you. You have more space on your phone than the system. Christian, he's got more phone.
Got a lot of T's.
You got a lot of terabytes
on your phone.
Our old system doesn't have that much.
Yeah. One more, and we've got to go to break.
How appropriate.
Bob, close us out. Bob.
Make it a good one, Bob.
Like a
I wish you'd
By the way, somebody's saying here from the 479, I hope JM got to see my Pittsburgh Steelers deal. It was very good. Listen, the competition, the non-Razorback theme caves were very good. There were several Pittsburgh Steelers ones that had a...
I'm a Steelers fan, too.
I know. That's why they brought that up.
How you feel about getting Aaron Rodgers back?
Yeah, that's right. Signed for a one-year deal. You happy?
I mean, I guess for a year.
Yeah, I'm
okay with it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He didn't play horrible last year.
Yeah, he was okay.
Yeah, all right, don't go away. We'll come back segment with Bill Vickery. Should be interesting. Don't go away. Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you, and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
Extraordinary events come once in a blue moon, and right now, even the most extravagant luxuries are well within reach. The one and only May Sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you can save up to 50% on nearly everything in the store. This is your chance to get the service, selection, and experience that makes you feel like family at the best prices of the year, guaranteed. don't miss the one and only May sale at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention, because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow.
F.L. Davis in Greer's Ferry, or Gravel Ridge Small Engine in Jacksonville.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Busy Dog Basement Technologies is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
At Bale Chevrolet, we believe you can learn a lot standing on a car lot for over 100 years. People don't want a sales pitch. They want somebody to shoot them straight. That's what we try to do every day with a team who knows how to listen. We've got new Chevys and pre-owned vehicles coming in every day. We work hard to have exactly what you've been looking for at the price you need. Save now on the lot or online on Chenal Parkway or shop at BaleChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in Arkansas. This is your reminder to check in daily with FanDuel, because every day during the NBA playoffs, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is serving up a happy hour you absolutely do not want to miss. We're talking all the special drops you could ever want to see. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. From profit boosts to bonus bets and so much more. Check for a new reward every single day of the NBA playoffs, and don't miss your shot to get a little extra out of the NBA action. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports and the NBA here in Arkansas. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, legal requirements, and max wager amounts. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
Get in the conversation with Life and Feedback at 1037thebuzz.com. Presented on Out of Bounds by Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Chevy Colorado eats up the road with five available gears, and Silverado has the muscle to tow. Life and Feedback from Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz. I'm so
tired. All right, 8:52 on this Monday, May 18th. Morning Mayhem fully assembled on a Monday. Doesn't happen very often. Justin Moore, Roger Scott, David Basil, and Christian Weaver all together on Monday. Justin's going to move around some days this week. And but Bill Vickery here, brought to you by Best Chevy Dealers. Bill.
Enjoy being on with you guys.
Yeah, it's always good. Yeah.
Can I give you my Wally column?
Yes.
I think he's got to do one deeper on the athletic director situation.
Okay.
And it should be, Juracek got served.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a freebie, Wally.
I've heard several of those kind of deals.
New York Post, yeah.
What's the double fault?
Double fault.
I've heard double fault.
Yeah.
Low-hanging fruit.
That's a Wally column waiting to happen.
We're talking about JM. Listen, won't be long. In a few weeks, we're going to be down in Bill's home, not home, but his home away from home in Tampa, Florida, for the SEC Media Days. All 16 teams will be down there, and that's
bring your vials of penicillin, boys.
Interesting. Think about this. Why go to Tampa? Mm. If you've got 16 schools, are any of them located in Tampa?
Mm-hmm.
Or what's the closest one to Tampa? Gainesville?
How
far is Gainesville?
Florida.
How far?
2.5-hour drive.
Yeah. And it's the furthest away from everybody. I don't know
if they bid for it now.
Maybe.
Well, isn't that kind of same thing when they used to always say that the Baptist Convention was out in Vegas?
Yeah, of course, they did go to Dallas. They did go to Dallas 2 years
There's
ago.
A reason for Tampa. And, yeah. Tampa Bay's a great place.
Tampa's a great city. Yeah. Well, not really knocking the city.
Yeah. Maybe they're going. Why don't we make it?
Geographically.
It's going to be interesting to see.
And it's interesting, too, because you've got you've got the throng of media that's going down there for a week, basically.
Right, right.
Which I think is in itself its own animal, its own creature.
Right.
And they go and basically take over restaurants and things, they're in, you know, meetings and all that. And then you got coaches who fly in for the day, or maybe the night before and that morning fly out the next day, because they're all flying private. They're
right,
bringing
right.
their, and so they're kind of in and out. So it's, you would think maybe it might be a little easier to have a central location, to your point.
Yeah.
Atlanta
I don't get it, but that's it'll be here before long.
Well, listen, but it's not too bad. How far is it from your house?
From Panama City?
Yeah.
I think it's from Panama City, probably 5-6
hours. Yeah, that makes sense. Get up
like
that,
I would think. Yeah, something like, between 5 and 7, I think, something like that.
From the Middleton-Eaton Air text line, Christian, can you help me out with this? Because this is not the first time it's been said. I wonder if it's the same person. Why is Roger saying duel so weird in his Oakland?
How do you say it? Say it.
I say FanDuel.
Oh, okay, I hear it.
What is it?
Deal? Like, deal? You sound like you're going, deal.
I don't think there's anything wrong with
it. Again. Say it again.
FanDuel.
Deal.
It's FanDuel.
No, you don't hear it. It's the deal.
No, I don't.
That's I know what you're saying, yeah, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Say it one more time.
FanDuel. It's FanDuel.
Okay, do you hear? There's like a Frenchman. You've gone French.
Oui, oui. That's it.
Say it FanDuel in French.
FanDuel.
Okay.
No. Some fan. So if someone was to get out a mm-hmm. weapon.
Yes.
And want to challenge you to duel. A fight. What would they say?
You tell me.
You tell me.
No, I already know. What you say?
Duel.
Huh?
A duel.
A duel.
Duel.
So you're saying duel to rhyme with tool.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I'm saying duel.
Well, you said it different. Okay, you said it different there.
Well, FanDuel. Well, you put it together, FanDuel. Now, I remember the actor who was in Alias Smith and Jones was Pete Duel.
Oh.
I think I heard FanDuel. Deal.
FanDuel.
I think you can say it that way.
Yeah, but I hear it. I hear
but
what
I know
you're
what
saying.
You, I know what they're saying. I know what they're talking about.
Duel, like fuel. Duel.
Fuel, duel.
Versus duel.
No, that's
like
right.
Tool.
I'm not doing that.
That's
duel.
Fuel.
I'm not doing
that's
duel.
Fuel.
Woo. Man.
It's not duel. It's FanDuel. Oh, somebody said I'm pronouncing it like Cool Whip. This is the Family Guy Cool Whip, and I don't know. Somebody's going D-E-double-L, duel.
You're the
duel.
Man of many voices.
It's a FanDuel. Yes.
Well, there's probably
from now
like,
on, guess what?
Hats off.
I got a fever.
There's probably five or six times you have to say FanDuel in those spots.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Maybe you one time or two times you say duel.
It was enough that I got. It was enough that I got opt-in required. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is a challenge.
FanDuel. Pete Duel had a brother Jeffrey. Yes, and Jeffrey Duel played Billy the Kid in the John Wayne movie Chisholm. That's useless information. You're not going to get from Sarge.
What a spirited, Rog. What a spirited hour we've had with Bill Vickery.
On fire.
Wow. I'm telling you. Outstanding. Yes,
okay.
Good stuff. We may have lost Justin. I don't know. What's that?
When do you leave?
Leave Friday.
Friday?
Actually, Thursday night. Thursday afternoon.
Okay. Yeah. So here to JFK or where?
Going to, I can't even remember now. I think it's, I can't remember now. I can't remember where we're flying at. But listen, that's that area well over
and
in London.
You're gone. I was going to say, you're gone a week?
About a week. Just enough to get out of the way of the Razorbacks going to the World Series. So that's, yes.
He needs to go to the red light district, doesn't he, in Amsterdam?
Tell
him to, Bill.
I think I would love to be a fly on the wall when you're talking to the people.
Well,
in
when I'm calling the hogs in London, pig!
You say hogs? You say hogs?
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for your best Chevy
you.
Dealers.
Bill and I, we stopped our duel.
Yes, Camden Koshal up next from the Razorbacks.
Camden Koshal?
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health.